Antelope Ultra Club at the Tour Championship.
Brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We are live at the Tour Championship, guys. Today is day one. Of course, it's a four-day tournament, and we love being out here at East Lake. One of my buddies just hit me up, one of my golf buddies. He said, dude, does this course look as good in person as it does on TV? Because sometimes you think 4D, or 4K, should I say, you're watching it on TV and like, oh, it looks even better in person. They've done an amazing job.
It really is. It's in fantastic shape. I think all the rain we've had has got it just right. And, of course, that rough, you can't keep it on a fairway. Good luck. Because it's like that commercial where that guy has the machete in front of your club. You're going to need it. My cousin's up from Florida, and he's loving it because we're here at 17, and he's got all these great pictures of all the big names coming right by, and, you know, unobstructed view, I should say, and Rory making his way up here. And, again, some of the bigger names will be coming through here in about an hour.
No doubt. All right, man. Want to remind you, football coverage on 92.9 The Game's presented by Xfinity. Score the most reliable Wi-Fi. One price, 5 years guaranteed. Xfinity. Imagine that as we are live today inside of the Ultra Michelob Ultra Club tent. Out here off the 17. And, Mike, yesterday you brought this up. We didn't play it because it had happened while the show was going on. But Za'Darius Smith, one of our newest Falcons, who came out of retirement, was addressing the media and talking about a variety of things. And you said, like, after hearing this, and if you've not seen it, okay, we suggest you go watch it. It's cool. But it maybe gives you a little bit more perspective on him as the person. And then him as the football player, right? Because that's what he was really embracing and talking about. Because you wonder sometimes, hey, they called a guy. He's sitting on the couch. Does he just want to go get a check?
Why did Za'Darius Smith tap out last season? And then we found out as he basically kind of bared his soul in the interview room in front of the media, talked about what he's dealing with his mom and his personal life and just how joyful it is to be back playing football.
So here is a couple of things from him. Za'Darius Smith on football and his happy place.
Yeah, man, because I could see this as my happy place. Give me a second.
Yeah, all the time.
But yeah, this is my happy place, man. Come back, play football. I was in a dark place. But, you know, coming out, running out on the field, you know, the fans. Not only just the fans, man, the joy that I get from winning and just getting sacks, you know. When I retired, I think I had 70 sacks, man, so now I'm trying to reach 100. So any way I can get to it will be good, but, man, I'm happy to be back, man. And like I said, this is my happy place and ready to get going.
Everybody is going through something.
Right.
And that's why I would suggest – that you be nice to everybody. And it's one thing with the recent passing of Dolly Parton. That's why we love her. Dolly was the same person to everybody. Didn't matter what you looked like, where you came from. She treated everybody the same. And just being nice, because everybody's going through something. And sometimes you go, man, that guy's pretty good. Why is he retiring? Mike, what? You know, he's still got something left in the tank. And you just don't know personally what people are dealing with. So it was interesting for him to share that. I want you to hear one more thing about why he retired last season. This was what Mike was alluding to.
So I wasn't supposed to retire. Said I wasn't going to tell this story, but I'm going to tell it. Yeah, man. Got a phone call from my mom's doctor telling me that she don't have much longer to be on this earth. So I let the team know. Obviously, they wasn't trying to let me leave, but that was the only thing I had left to retire. So I retired, dealt with that. After losing my mom, I lost my grandma. Then after my grandma, I just lost my dad. So y'all obviously know what I've been through.
That's tough. I mean, I don't care who you are. That's
and there
tough.
Was some extended audio where he pauses and he catches himself. And, you know, he composes himself and he continues. And it's just, that's why with Michael Penix Jr., are we overanalyzing how he sounds, what he's talking about? But here's a guy who is... I had a tremendous career, by any metric, a great NFL career, and he's out last year because he was spending time with his mom, who's about to pass, and now he's back. And the joy he's got, that's why I said yesterday, talking to Joe Patrick, it sounds a lot like Calais Campbell, and he's had his own personal issues off the field, nothing to do with him, his brother. But Calais Campbell's a guy that, you know, comes in as an OG and a leader, and, you know, this guy accepts that role. Hey, can you be the voice in that room? He says, sure. I'll do all of that. And he's one of the first guys who runs on the field when they score the touchdown up in Indy. So, I mean, look, I don't know if they'll be able to, as we're using the phrase, money ball, some of its parts, find those sacks that walked out the door or are out now because of a suspension or injury. But he's certainly going to give you his all, and hopefully he's going to drive some of these younger guys, man. I love it.
I do, too. And the Calais Campbell Mike example, I think, is a really good one for us. Because remember, when he got here, it was like, man, he's old. Can he help us? And Calais Campbell actually did. He played well considering what we were expecting. And he's still playing. I mean, he's back with the Ravens, I think.
Right.
You know, went to
one more time.
Yeah,
right.
went to Phoenix to play with the Cardinals.
He's out of Miami before that. Right. Right.
So, but we wish the best for Za'Darius Smith. And again, does this give me a little extra to maybe root for him? Yeah, man.
Right.
I think yeah, because he has put his heart and soul on the table and said, look, this is what I'm dealing with, and right. I just want to come play some football.
Yeah, man, I know that the Falcons lose what we estimated between Leonard Floyd, who's not here this year, and with Pierce Jr., and with Jalen Walker. There's 25 sacks. So you're going to find that? I mean, this guy's got 7.5 sacks in his career. He's got a great relationship with Stefanski, likes Stefanski. He had his choice. He's from Alabama, talked about being closer to home.
Yep.
So he's really, I mean, I did not have Za'Darius Smith on our team, on my bingo card. This is a guy you and I talked about like 5 years ago. Or six, longer than that,
it's
2019,
true.
6 years or 7 years ago, saying, I'd love to get this guy as a free agent. Well, we got him at the end of his career.
Yeah, 404-726-0929. Look, we need some feel-good stories, okay?
Right.
We hadn't won enough. Just being honest with you guys, we still don't know what this quarterback situation is going to look like, but I'm all down for some feel-good stories, and this just hopefully can be one of them. And I hope, by the way, the Michael Penix thing, Mike, ultimately is a feel-good story. But that comes with winning. It doesn't come with him just coming back and being okay and average. So, look, there are a lot of things that I think the season is going to tell us about this football team, not only for this season but moving forward. But I like what I heard from Za'Darius, and it's heartfelt. And I said to Mike, you know, some guys just want to go get a check, man. Some guys are like, well, screw it. They want me back. I'll go back, and I'll go get $2 or $3 million or $6 million.
Right.
I think he's coming back for the right reasons.
Hey, man, we're live here at East Lake, the Tour Championship. We had a conversation earlier in the show, we're going to fire that up, about what Michael Penix Jr. had to say in regards to being asked about where he's at, you know, and the only having 3 11-on-11s, and sounding like he was reluctant, even if it was available to him, to play on Friday night, which, again, we're just dying to see some Penix out there, and it just sounds like a lot of guys hit us up in the last half hour on the text line saying, again, you're making too much out of this, Michael Penix fans. Other guys saying, I'm on Penix's side, but it's just strange to hear a pro athlete talk that way about not itching to get back on the field, raring to go, as you said.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, flat out. I just am. Like, I want to believe and I want him to be everything that we drafted him for. I need him to be the franchise quarterback. But that's not what franchise quarterbacks do. Franchise quarterbacks inspire. More importantly, they want to be on the field every single opportunity they can get. And it just feels like if they even asked him, they even gave him a choice. It didn't feel like he was gonna say, yeah, you know what? I'm glad you guys asked me. I want to play a series, coach. I mean, like, he was totally against it. And you're going to tell me it's all about the doctors, man. Look, I hear all this medical advice, but at the end of the day, I said this earlier, you couldn't keep Michael Jordan off the floor. He had a broke foot. He didn't want to be on the bench. There's something to this. We'll get into it at 5. Mike, what do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
All right, man, I got a couple of things going down. The cancel culture has really hit hard on this Callaway Golf video we talked about
yesterday.
If you're not familiar with the story about good golf, and the CEO released a big statement. We'll get into that. A lot of folks are saying, come on, guys. Other folks are saying, nope, you can't have a video where a woman gets pushed to the ground. There's never going to be a way to rationalize it. No one's going to get the joke. So stupid on your part. Either way, that conversation's on the way. Also coming up, a wedding. We've all been in some weddings where you're meeting the in-laws for the first time, or maybe you already know the in-laws, and I can attest to this. I did this with my sister's wedding, but never once did I think of grabbing a butter knife and trying to stab somebody on the other side of the family. We'll explain. It's coming up in a very interesting, criminally related Guy Talk.